Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation to known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report, if there be any virtue, or if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Let us now pray. Yes, O God, we praise you, O God. We adore your name. We magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, O God, for all your faithfulness, your goodness unto us. Thank you, Lord, for all the answered prayers, O God, for deliverance, Lord, for healingness, O God, that you bestow upon your people. Lord, for all the comfort, O God, support, provision, solution for all the problems to be solved, O God, by your grace and mercy, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to continue to lead us and bless us, O God, our worship service as we go on, O God, and continue our service to you, O God. Bless, O God, us, O Lord. Let us now ask forgiveness to God to all our mistakes, our wrongdoings, our trespasses, and renounce it to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce it, O God. Help us, Lord, to be a good followers and servants of yours, to be a good and righteous, holy unto your sight, that the people will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Cleanse us, O God, once again with your blood of Jesus, and purify once again, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear us, O God. Let us now ask our petition to God. Pray for your personal request to God. Let us now pray for our family, for the wives, husbands, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all the family of your church, for every husband, wives, parents, siblings, and children who diligently working their service and ministries and tasks that you entrust to them. We pray, Lord, that help them, guide them, and give them boldness to speak the truth of your word, to implement, O God, as a husband, O God, or parents to their children as one accord, to continue, O God, to do the works of yours to be done, O God, to their family, O God. And for the wives, O God, we continue to pray for them, to give them good health and strength, to help their husband, O God, in every works that needed to be done, O God, to work out for their children, for they will continue to fear you, Lord, and obey you, O God, and them, O God. And we pray also, O God, for our siblings, Lord, that they will be also good followers of yours and doers of your commands. We pray, Lord, O God, for our parents, husband, wife, siblings, and children, O God, of us not yet with us and serve you, Lord. We pray, O God, move mightily, O God, to prove your word upon them, O God, that they may encounter you in their life and testify that we are the word that we are preaching to them is true, O Lord God. Lord, help us, O God. We trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job, for our boss, for the workplaces, to bless by the Lord and continue to use us to preach his gospel and be a good workers to diligently to work. Lord, thank you, O God, for the job that you sustain us, O God, in our daily lives. Continue to bless our works, O God. Continue to bless the works of our hands through our company by the grace of yours, O God. Yes, O Lord God, we ask, O God, continue to bless our company, to have more projects, O God, to have more clients, O Lord. Enable us to be a good steward to all the resources that you entrusted to us. Give us open doors, O God, effective doors, O God, to preach your gospel to our boss, O God, to the places that we are working with, O God, to evangelize to them how to be righteous and holy, O God, and to be our good sample to them, O God. Lord, anoint us to stand firm the truth of your word and not conform to the pattern of this world, that they may know, O God, as we carry your name Christ in our lives, O God, that they will know, Lord, that you are a true God, the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. You know, Lord, what are passing through, O God, of my brothers and sisters. We continue to intercede with them to provide all their needs, O God. Give them always good health, strength, O God. Comfort them, O God, and give them solution to their problems, O God. Lord, give them, bless them, O Lord God. Help them, Lord. And always, O God, put in their hearts the fear of yours, for the peace, the blessing, and the healingness will flow in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues, to be saved. Lord, continue as your Holy Spirit to anoint us to continue to preach them the truth of your word. Guide us, O Lord, to give them advice what they are in need, that in their struggles in their life they may encounter you, Lord, and know that you are a living God. Lord, have mercy on them to receive the eternal life and become servants of yours, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the country UAE and the other country of the extension of the Church of God in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Lord, we pray to bless your church, your congregation, provide all their needs, the logistic needs, O God, the offices and documentation, O God. Lord, bless all the ministers of the church, O Lord God, the watchman ministry, O God, the translation ministry, and the church school, O God, the website, O God, and publication ministry, that may continue to reach the lost soul and bring at your feet. Lord, help us, O God, to be always a good citizen of this country, O God, to abide every regulation, O God. Help favor, O Lord, that you use, O God, your church to continue evangelize, O God, for your glory, O God. Continue to protect your church from the evil one, O God, from the any tactics of the enemy in the lives of your church, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church. Lord, we pray for all your churches to be protect and anoint, to evangelize, to have more Bible studies, O God, in every places that your church is in, and more congregation to be planted, to continue to follow up all the people that we are reaching out. We commit ourselves, O Lord, to send us, O God, to the place where you want us to go, for the people who in need on you. We pray more people, O God, to get water baptized, O God, and more of all the servants of yours to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to lead us, guide us, and help us, and do the things that you want us to do. Lord, let the vision of the church, multiplication of peace with the implementing the whole will of God, will be executed in the life of your church. Lord, bless us, fill us with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and help us to be meek and humble, O God, in your sight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint our service today, anoint our prayers, our voices, our hearts, our body is a living sacrifice to you, to sing praises unto your name. Bless our giving, O God, and the word of yours that you give this day, Lord. Bless us this day, Lord. Let your name be glorified in our midst. This all we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now rise up. to worship the Lord.
Our sins, we pray. Father God, as we come to you in your presence today, O Lord God, we ask thee, O Lord God, that you will cleanse us and sanctify us once more, O Lord. Forgive us our sins, O Lord, we pray, so that you can come boldly upon your throne. Hallelujah. Lord, you are awesome in this place. This is your house. We are your temple, O God. Also reign with you in your heaven. Hallelujah. Reign in me, O Lord. God, even the things in the past and yet the things that will come in our lives, O Lord God. We know that you have programmed it, O Lord God, and we believe, O Lord God, that we will continue to live in you and be with you.
I lay them down before you.
O Lord God, offering our lives, O Lord, may they are a pleasing aroma to you. And offering, O Lord God, that you will always accept. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 9-10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit, and all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Thank you, O God, for all the provisions, O God, and blessings you've given unto us, O Lord. We thank you also, O Lord God, for the blessed the work of our hands, O God, by our salaries, O God. Lord, I pray, O God, that this money of yours, O God, may reach the lost, O God, and continue to expound the kingdom of yours, O God, to reach the lost, O God, and many souls to be saved, O God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's continue with the Word of God. And we continue speaking about the fear of God. And now, Israel, what does the Lord, thy God, require of thee? But to fear the Lord, thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him and to serve the Lord, thy God, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Lord, thank you for your goodness. And your faithfulness, we come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day. Give us, help us, O God, to understand your word and to apply your word in our life, O God. Anoint my lips and put verses and statements to help your people to know your will and the plan that you have for us. The plan that you have for each and every family, individual member, and for your church. I pray that your purpose be prevailed and that it will be done, O God, that there be a fruit, Lord, in our life to be a people, O God, who fear you and who do your will. Thank you, God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue to speak about the fear of God and the importance of the fear of God in our life and service and ministry. Job was is a good example for us to fear God. Job was attacked by the devil, but he continued to serve the Lord. You read Job chapter 1, it says verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that fears God in his quiver. He was a man who feared God, and it happened that in verse 6, we read that, and that one day that the sons of men were gathered. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God, and escapeth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? He told him, why he fearing you? And let's read what the devil said to God. Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and the substance is an increase in the land, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse you to their face. And the Lord said unto Satan, he told him he is feeding you because you are giving him material things. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power, only upon himself, put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Here, God allowed Satan to attack Job and start the trials. He lost all his substance, the material things, and even he lost all his children. But Job continued to fear the Lord. And in chapter 2, there was also, there was a meeting with the Son of God, with God, and Satan was there. In chapter 2, verse 3, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity. Job was a man of integrity. Even he was attacked, he was suffering, but he continued to be honest, and he served, continued to serve God. Although thou movest me against him, to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, will he give for his life. He told him, if you affect his health, and his life will be, he will not be with you. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone, and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. He told him, if you will touch his health, he will be able to curse you. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. God allowed that also Satan will attack his health. Satan may attack our health, and God allow it. But we need to continue to serve God. Job continued to serve the Lord even when his health was affected. Even his wife attacked him in verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. Here even the wife attacked him, but he did not give in to her. Even his friends, they came and attacked him, tried to accuse him, but he continued to serve the Lord. And you know, that is the right attitude that you have when you are attacked. Job was not aware he was attacked by the devil, but he has the good attitude, is that he will continue to serve God. Even his material things affected, his health affected, but he continued to do what is right and what God wants him to do. And you know, finally, if you read Job chapter 42, God had blessed the latter life of Job. Job 42, as you fear God, you will continue to serve him, and time will come that he will restore the blessing back to you, and he will reward you. But during the attack of the devil, you need to continue to serve the Lord. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camel, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 Shias and so on. God blessed him, and the key for all this is that his character is a person who fears the Lord. And we continue to speak about the fear of God. Also, to fear God means that you do not take advantage of other people. Various examples in the scripture, it teaches us how not to take advantage. In the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 14, 19:14, they say, also thou shalt not, 19:14, thou shalt not, thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear thy God, I am the Lord. Now we explain here. Now, what is the fear of God in this? No, thou shalt not curse the deaf. Why he say you shall not curse the deaf? Because the deaf person cannot hear. If you will curse him, you don't fear God. The same way when you speak at the back of the people, they don't hear you. You speak bad things, that means that you don't fear God. And he say here also in the same verse, he say that not put a stumbling block before the blind. Now, when you put a stumbling block, something in the front of the blind person cannot see what you put in the front of him, and he will stumble and he will fall into troubles. The same way, when you hide certain information, and when you hide certain things from the eyes and the mind of the people, you are causing them to fall into troubles, and that it means that you do not fear God. As if that you are cheating those who cheat, yeah, by hiding certain things from the eyes of the people, they are a people who do not fear God. But all this is, let's go to Leviticus chapter 25. Let's speak about to fear God. And verse 17, you say, you shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear the Lord, for I am the Lord your God. And verse 43, you say, thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shalt fear thy God. We are in position, and when we have authority, we should not force the people to do things wrong or things against the word of God. That is the meaning of it. The oppress is to lead a person to do something good, to do something bad, and against that what God has ordained. And what else? More, let's read verse 35 and verse 36 from the same chapter. How to fear God? When we don't lend what we have with the usury. Usury is interest. And if thy brother be waxing poor and falling in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him. Yea, though he be a stranger, or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Those who take interest or usury, they don't fear God. This all things to teach us how to fear the Lord. We need to help, and we should not expect to receive interest when we help the people. Also, let's go to Nehemiah, speak about not to take usury. Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 9-11. This is all we learn today. Aspect to fear God. When you serve God and you are in a problem, but continue to serve God, it means that you fear the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 9-11 also I said it is not good that ye do ought you not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies. I likewise and my brethren and my servants might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their oliveyards, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money and of the corn, the wine and the oil that ye exact of them. So here the teaching is we should not take interest from the people when we lend, and also we should be willing to help those who are in need. What else about speaking about the fear of God? Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before Him. You say here that, you know, sometimes you see people wicked, they are having good things. Yeah? He say here, it is better that you fear God and not to do sin. Don't be enticed when others doing sin. And you want to be like them. It is better that you continue to fear God. Even they have material things and you don't have. It is better that you don't follow them, but you need to repent of your sin. You know, you need not to be stubborn and continue in your wrongdoing, but you need to fear God, and you are responsible to cleanse yourself from the rebelliousness and all the wrongdoing that God wanted to cleanse yourself from. In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, it says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. We need to cleanse ourselves from sin and filthiness. We are responsible to cleanse ourselves from sin and not to remain in sin, and that is the manifestation of how we fear the Lord. Let's go back to the book of Leviticus. Let's speak about the fear of God. And Leviticus chapter 19, and let's read verse 32. Leviticus 19:32 say, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord. Now here, the old, he said, those who are hoary in hair, the age had made their hair hoary in color, they are old. He said, when you see them, you rise up. You rise up as a respect, and the meaning here, the application of it is that when you receive the word of God from those who are elder than you, you honor it and you obey it, and those who are hoary in hair, they have taught many generations, and they have trained others, and you need to respect them. You need to respect them. But now what we can see that parents and elders standing and the children are sitting down. Now it's the reverse. That should not be there. Those who taught you the word of God, that you need to respect them and honor them. The parents who teach the word of God not only do for them respect and honor, but they need to be feared. Children should respect, disciples should respect those who taught them and trained them with the word of God. That is how to fear the Lord. Now it is going on the opposite, but we need as elders, parents, we need to inculcate that in the heart of us. We should not allow these things to happen. We should discipline our children, our disciples, to respect and to fear God by these instructions. In verse 3, same chapter, it says, you shall fear every man his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord thy God. What is the meaning of that every man, every child should fear his father and mother, because the parents are the one who give the word of God. The parents who give the word of God not only need to be respected and honored, but need to be feared. Need to be feared, and that's our responsibilities. If you are a child, you are called to fear your father and mother have taught you, your mother and father have taught you the word of God. The fear of God will come into our life when we submit to one another out of the, let's read Book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. Whoever had spoken is not important as long as it is the word of God. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21. It says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. It does not matter who say the word, who the person say it. But if it is the word of God, we need to submit ourselves to that word of God. Parents, elder, we need to offer our children, to offer our children to God and to discipline them in the ways of God, so that we fear God. Parents should agree with one another to discipline their children. There must be rules and restrictions in the atmosphere of the house, and a place on the children that they should not cross borders or certain limits agreed upon and previously explained to the children. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, we know that when God called Abraham to offer his son in Genesis chapter 22, we know that Abraham was even willing to bind her son on the wood, and in order to slay him and offer him to God. Up to this point, he was fearing God. We need to discipline our children, and we need to correct them. That's how we show that we fear the Lord. And we read in verse 11, when Abraham was about, let's read it from verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood on it in order, and bowed Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the Lord and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. Parents, we need to fear God. Thou that fearest God, beseeching that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Parents, they should fear God by their willing to discipline their children. Many parents nowadays, they don't discipline their children, but they condone their sin, and they love them. They love their children more than their love to God, and that's what God hates. Yeah, and that's why children, you can see they are wild, and they are wicked, they are immoral, they are drunkard. Because their parents love them more than they love God. And you know what will happen here? Not only they will do wild things. When you allow your children and you don't discipline them, not only they will do bad things and they will sin, but what will happen? There will be no blessing will be left for them. What God has said in the book of Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Listen, parents, and listen, children, to this message. This is about the fear of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he says, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now here, if we will not discipline our children, and our children are not disciplined, now how this word here will come true, how they'll become successful and prosperous, if what is written in the Word of God and what is meditated on, they are not applying, how the blessing of God will come into their lives. That's where here the fear of God is so important that we need to discipline our children. Let's continue speaking about the fear of God. Another aspect more. Those who fear God, they will give audience and respond to the call of God to save him. That was how Apostle Paul called the Israelites, those who among them who fear God, to give ear to the calling of God in their life. Let's go to the Acts chapter 13. God called people to save him, and those who fear God, they will respond to the call of God. God wants workers. The church needs workers. And to get involved in the ministry, that is how you show that you fear God. Acts chapter 13 and verse 16. Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand and said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. He called them to listen to him. He called them to serve the living God. Even the message today is a calling for you to serve the Lord. In the book of Haggai, chapter 1, those who respond to the call of God, they are the ones who fear God. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 12, when the temple in Jerusalem was needed to be rebuilt, and God has called his people to rebuild the temple. He was calling them back to do the work and do the ministry. And the word of God tells us in verse 12 who responded. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of their God and the word of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God has sent them. And the people did fear before the Lord. Those who respond to the message, they were the people who fear God. And as you fear God, you will say, Yes, Lord, I am coming to serve you. I'm putting my hands in doing the ministry and what you want me to do. And God, when we serve him, as we have read previously and we have studied, God will bless us. We read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to verse 18, Malachi 3, verse 16 to 18. Then they that fear the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that hear the Lord, and that thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spared his own son that served him. Then shall be returned, and then shall he return, and descend between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serve him not. Those who fear God, they will serve the Lord. And what is the difference in here? What is the reward? God will take us as his own precious people. And God will spare us from troubles. When troubles come, God will spare us from the troubles as we fear God and as we serve him. That is our reward. And also, there will be a difference. It will be shown between us and those who does not fear God and those who does not serve the Lord. In the book of in the book of Revelation, chapter 14. Book of Revelation, chapter 14. And let's read verse 6 and 7. And then we pray. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwelleth on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongues and people. This is, he preached to them the gospel. What was the gospel of the angel? Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Fear God. Fear God, go back to the content. Everything is written. As you listen, as you read the message, as you meditate on the message, God called you to fear him. God called you to persevere in troubles and trials. If you back out when the devil is attacking you, you are not fearing God. You need to repent of the sin. Fear God by disciplining your children. Fear God by honoring and respecting and fearing your parents. Fear God by not taking advantage or oppressing or doing bad things to others. Fear God. Fear God and don't lend your money in usury. Fear God and be willing to escape sin and wrongdoing and not to be enticed by the evildoers. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Let us offer our life unto him. We have sung this song, all that I am, all that I have, I lay it before you. You know, God called us to lay our life and all that we have to him. We need to serve him. We need to fear him. Oh God, thank you for your word to us. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, we pray, oh God, as we listen to your word, we lay our life to you. We all what we have to you, Lord. Repent of your sin. Renounce all the sins that had been mentioned in the scripture today in front of us. We are accountable to repent of them. Submit one to another out of reverence to God, out of fear of God. Jesus, oh God, I pray, let your fear of yours upon your church, your workers, upon those who have been called, put on your hand and serve the Lord. God is calling you to serve him, to rebuild his church and his temple. Oh God, let your word come to raise up people to serve you, oh God. Touch my brothers and my sisters to serve you and fear you in Jesus' name. Discipline your children, raise them in the fear of God.
Oh my.
God, thank you for my brothers and sisters who offer their lives to you, Lord. Use them, Lord. Use all what they have for you, O God. Use them as workers to evangelize, to go and make disciples, to plant Bible studies and congregation, O God. Take your word and spread it, O God. Let it reach to the rest of the congregation of the church, O God. And bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.
Amen.